A poll out today shows Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in a dead heat in the closely watched state of New Hampshire. The WBUR poll found Trump leads Clinton by 1 point. Clinton was leading by 3 in October.
And the presidential race was a big topic in last night's New Hampshire Senate debate between Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte and Democratic Governor Maggie Hassan. Hassan criticized Ayotte for waffling on her support of Donald Trump.
And she can try to distance herself as she did on multiple occasions when she was asked whether she supported Donald Trump. But in fact, she said on 35 different occasions that she supported him. She called him a role model for our children. And then when the political winds seemed to change, that's when she changed her position.
And here was Senator Ayotte's response.
She has not stepped away from Hillary Clinton on one thing. I've actually taken the action of saying that I'm not going to be voting for our nominee because I am concerned about the actions that he has talked about in tapes. And she certainly is not going to stand up to Hillary Clinton on behalf of any. If she can't call her out on this private email server, when is she ever going to call her out?
That debate hosted by WMUR and the New Hampshire Union Leader. Joining us now for our Senate tracker is Josh Rogers, senior political reporter and editor for NHPR. He's in Concord. Hi, Josh.
How are you, Jeremy?
I'm doing well. And it sounds like neither of these candidates want to be tied all that closely to the people at the top of the ticket.
I think you've picked up on something, Jeremy. This has been going on all campaign long, certainly more aggressively from Democrat Maggie Hassan trying to yoke Kelly Ayotte to Trump. Obviously, her relationship with Trump has been tortured. She first said she was going to support but not endorse, support but not tell other people to vote for him. She walked further away from him post the Access Hollywood tape, and then she said she'd write in Mike Pence. But Democrats believe that Donald Trump can drag Kelly Ayotte down.
Has it helped or hurt her to finally say after that Access Hollywood tape, she's not going to vote for him?
Hard to say. I mean, she's definitely been helped by Hillary Clinton's issues with the FBI. That's allowed her to kind of turn this back on Maggie Hassan. And, you know, Maggie Hassan's been an unabashed and not always articulate, but certainly unapologetic supporter of Hillary Clinton from the very beginning. And, you know, as is common in New Hampshire, the Democrats are really running as a team. Anytime Hillary Clinton's here, Maggie Hassan is at her side. And, you know, Kelly Ayotte's really been having to go it alone, not simply because of Trump, but because of differences with others on the ticket up here. Congressman Frank Gintis, Kelly Ayotte had wanted him to resign over a campaign finance scandal. So, you know, this race has been shaping up to kind of Kelly Ayotte kind of going it alone, Maggie Hassan running as a sort of team Democrat. Both of them very much you know, the outcome is going to be dependent on what happens at the top of the ticket. And right now that's tightening, which probably, you know, augurs to Ayotte's benefit.
Can we just back up a second? Because Kelly Ayotte, a year ago, before this campaign really got going, was seen as a rising star in the Republican Party. Maggie Hassan, a young governor in New Hampshire. Do people in New Hampshire like both of these people, or are they disliked by the voters?
They are both pretty well liked, and they're both real talents within New Hampshire politics and national politics. In some ways, their stature within their parties, you know, can be seen as sort of equivalent. I mean, Maggie Hassan has been elected twice governor. She's seen as somebody, you know, in the mold of Jean Shaheen, who was a governor and now serves in the U.S. Senate. Kelly Ayotte, you know, you rightly know, was seen as a rising star, you know, talked about as a vice president for Mitt Romney. I mean, how seriously one wants to take that is, you know, reasonable. But, you know, there's been so much money poured into this race, you know, more than $100 million in outside money will be spent. That it's going to translate to more than $150 a vote. And, you know, national political infrastructure has, you know, and outside groups have a lot of money invested in these two people.
Josh, you know New Hampshire better than anyone. Let me ask you this. Is this race really close, or does one of them have the edge? And the same question with the presidential race. It's so funny. You see some polls where they're really tight and some where Hillary Clinton has a pretty good lead in New Hampshire.
Well, I think it feels quite tight. I mean, there was a poll, I don't know, a couple weeks ago that showed Clinton up 15. A lot of people here, including me, discounted that as an outlier. It feels very tight. It's worth knowing that Democrats tend to do well here during presidential years. They've won 5 out of the last 6, and Democrats tend to have better ground organization. But New Hampshire is where Donald Trump won big in the primary, and the state's definitely crucial to his chances, you know, if he could win this. And so, you know, he's coming back Monday night. And Kelly Ayotte's fortunes, whether she likes it or not, are going to be tied to Donald Trump to some extent. I mean, she's outpolled him, but if Hillary Clinton manages to beat Trump here by, you know, north of 5 points, you know, it may be tough for Ayotte.
That's Josh Rogers, senior political reporter and editor for NHPR, New Hampshire Public Radio. Josh, thank you so much.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.